on the DL. Hell nah, girl, I'll never tell you with a new nigga. I'm with my same girl. Mama said we both should be ashamed, girl. Creeping like we hit a lick. Got you creaming when I lick your lips. Screaming when I'm deep in it.
Love of you. Everybody, it's your boy Dig Dwayne on air with Dig Dwayne. Yes, yes, yes. Happy Wednesday to y'all. Yes, 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 yes. And Happy New Year once again to everybody. I know it always seems like it's been a minute, but it's not actually been a minute. It's just, you know, it's just been a little second. But anyway, hopefully y'all are doing phenomenal because tonight, we're going to have R&B recording artist Tank, and we're going to have also August Rio with us. So make sure you guys don't go anywhere for those amazing interviews, okay? Because it's just the interviews that y'all need to hear. So keep it locked. Keep it locked. Anyway, let's get right into entertainment news because we've got so much to talk about within 2 minutes out. Well, actually, a minute and 50 seconds out. So let's go. Anyway, the brand new remix to Keke Palmer's I Don't Belong to You, which just released earlier this week, which features new verses from Ty Dolla $ign and Dejuelz. Now, if you guys did check out Keke's performance at 106 and Party, which was, you know, on BET for New Year's, you heard Ty's verse, but now it's with Dejuelz. Yes, but I totally heard both verses, like, shortly before or after that. So, because the full version had a kind of sort of leaked. Anyway, so that's dope. Check it out. It's on the internet. It's on SoundCloud. Also, The Weeknd is going to honor Michael Jackson on the Off the Wall documentary. Yes, Sony Legacy will release a new special edition of Michael Jackson's Off the Wall, which will package the original versions of the 1979 album with a documentary, which is going to be directed by Spike Lee, entitled Michael Jackson's Journey from Broadway to Off the Wall. The film is also going to air on Showtime February 5th, which includes interviews with Pharrell, John Legend. I mean, the names go on and on and on. So, guys, gotta check that out. So, speaking up to him, because I know y'all hear the Tinashe in the background, she just announced her brand new world tour for Joyride, which she'll be kicking off this March, and she'll be going from the United States to over to Australia, like New Zealand. She's going to be certified killing it. So, freaking amazing, okay? And what's also amazing is Wale performed at the State of Union, you know, Obama's last address to the country, and guess what? He performed and he announced that his brand new album will be titled Shine. Yeah, so why not announce it shortly after that? Like, I think it's dope. I think it's an empowering, it's an enlightening title. So Shine is the title of Wale's album, which we were all anticipated and waiting for. So that's entertainment news, guys. Just sit back, relax, and yeah, let's keep the jams going, and we'll be back.
If I fucking make you, you gotta promise not to stress me. Don't be blowing up my phone and don't be leaving voice messages. Said I can do you right, I'll do you better than your exes. I told that nigga to stop it, he was talking out his necklace. See, the difference is with me, I never needed, never. I leave him where I met him, I ain't tripping off no extra. Goons in the cut, try to talk you out your necklace. If you ever disrespect me, don't be disrespectful. I said, woo, I said, I know. He heard about me, he was waiting on me at the door. I said, woo, yeah, that mink all on the floor. Used to bust this shit at skating, 6 and 9 come in at 4. We got glow sticks for you, chicks, don't act like you don't notice. I'm very antisocial, social network ain't my motion. I show no emotions, it's just disgusting. Bananas with the Trojans, pop that for a legend. I said, woo, I know. Back up off me, I said, woo. Back up off me, I say, woo, yeah, yeah. Back up off me, I say, woo, yeah, yeah. Back up off me, I say, woo, yeah, yeah. Back up off me, I say, woo, yeah, yeah. Back up off me, back up off me, back up off me, I say. Back up off me, back up off me, back up off me, I say. Back up off me, back up off me, back up off me, I say. Back up off me, I say.
Back up off me, they want my backs and coffins. It's so cold in Indy and they still won't take my jacket off me. Back when I couldn't afford to get it, mix and master, homie. My mama fronted me that money, so it's no backup, homie. So back up off me, bank account look like a ballot, homie. Yes, check the money. packing, you get the trip and they unpacking, homie. Yeah, I overdo it, yeah, that's talent, homie. Yeah, I'm overdressing, ain't no salad on me. Me and Dace together, holy matrimony, yo. Oh. It's hard to smile, it's when they ain't free one. I got real ones on trial, it's fuck all my peers unless we talking about Belle Isle, it's the check is seven figures, I might try and dial this shit. And if I fucking make you, don't be blowing up my phone. Lately I've been messing with girls who tend to own shit on they own. I turn dusk in the dawn, turn my chair to a throne. Fuck her off in the whip, make her take Uber home. Culture, the chromosome. I grew up without a hammock, I did everything except panic, feel me? Finally famous, the family, and we expanding on the top floor like we tanning. She throwing tantrums, she gon' hold this dick like a Grammy. I give a bomb D and do damage, she like,
ooh, so I know, I know, I know.
Detroit.
Back up off me, I said, whoa. I said, back up off me, I said, whoa. Yeah, yeah. Back up off me, I said, whoa. Yeah, yeah. Back up off me, I said, whoa. Yeah, yeah. Back up off me, I said, whoa. Yeah, yeah. Back up off me, back up off me, back up off me, I said, back up off me, back up off me, back up off me, I said, back up off me, 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 I said, back up off me, I said.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy, Bobby V, and you already know you locked in with D. Bobby V, D, it's only right. Let's go.
But you know I hadn't skated, I was singing like, ooh.
I swear, nigga.
Boy, I know my role and I play.
I do.
If you heard that I'm talking, then I said it.
I did.
Coin, where you at? At the top of the loft, nigga, I stay.
What?
I'm a bad boy, but I don't wear big clothes like me. In the club, and a nigga did it popping. In that hoe, she wanted free drink. Tell the bitch to get up off it. I'm the nigga to get it poppin'. Her hair short like Denny Rock. At the clip point, nigga, we flying. When I landed, boy, I walked in 30,000 in my pocket. Had them niggas just like, ooh. $50,000 on your bitch. Wanna fuck me, gotta scream it like, ooh, 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 ooh. Cause I got a check, nigga wanna flip. I ain't got a flip, but I got it. Ooh, 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 ooh. Get that old some mix, she gon' wanna set. Every nigga in the set. And now she screaming like, ooh, ooh, ooh. $100,000 just in 2 days. I don't fuck with niggas cause they two-faced.
I
only fuck with bitches for that toupee. These adventures, I ain't worried about no new. Know that bitch you got a sack, and she always got my back. So I love that shit the most. I'm her big dog and she my cat. And she love it front or back. Call her green cause she on green. I wear glasses cause I know these niggas watching. They mad cause they cannot stop me. But stopping ain't not an option. I can't help it cause I got it. Don't waste time, I got shit, watch it. Talking Rolex, yeah, I bought them. Now I'm at the top, started from the bottom. Then I walked in 30,000 in my pocket. Had them niggas just like, ooh,
hey, hey.
$50,000 on your bill. Wanna fuck me, gotta scream it like, ooh, 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 ooh. I got a check, nigga wanna flip. I ain't got a flip, but I got it. Ooh, 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 ooh. Get that hoe some mix, she gon' wanna set. Every nigga in the set. And now she screaming like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
How much you made?
$100,000.
How much you made?
$100,000.
How much you made?
Made $2 million off of me. Tell you, and I'm going like, ooh.
Hey, get out.
Young Metro, don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot you.
Yeah. Ah. Yeah. Halloween. Taliban.
I'm gonna shoot you.
Yeah. Jumpin', them boys up to something. They just spent like 2 or 3 weeks out the country. Them boys up to something, they just not just bluffing. You don't have to call, I hear my dance like Usher. Ooh. I just found my tempo like on DJ Mustard, woo. I hit that Ginobili with my left hand, though, like, woo. Lobster and saline for all my babies that I miss. Chicken finger, french fry for them, they don't wanna dish. Jumpin', them boys up to something. I think I need some Robitussin. Way too many questions, you must think I trust you. You searching for answers, I do not know nothing, woo. I see him tweaking, they know something's coming, woo. Jumpin', them boys up to something, woo. Jumpin', fam, what you expecting, woo. Shout out, Michael Jordan just said, text me, woo.
Jumpin'. I just seen the jet take out, they up to something. Them boys just not bluffing. Jumpin', them boys up to something. She was trying to join the team, I told her, wait. Chicken wings and fries, we don't go on dates. No boo. I just throw the private dinner in the LA. Trapping is a hobby, that's the way for me. Money coming fast, we never getting straight. I just had to buy another safe. Bentley, Spurs, and Phantom, Jordan fade away.
Yeah, jumpin', I don't need no introduction. Jumpin', Metro boomin' on production, wow. 100 cousins out in Memphis, they so country, wow. Tell her stay the night, valet your call comf now. Jumpin', live on TNT, I'm flexin', ooh. Jumpin', they gave me my own collection, ooh. Jump when I say jump, girl, can you take direction, ooh. Mutombo with the, you keep getting rejected, ooh.
Heard it came through Magic City on a Monday. Heard they had the club wild, it was star-studded. A bunch of girls gone wild when your chain flooded. And I had them like, wow, cup dirty. Dope man. Money on the counter, choppers on the floor.
I just caught that tempo, DJ Mustard. Woo. Way too much codeine in that aura.
We just count those big racks. Whoa. I know I'ma get my boy.
I count all these racks that they have on me now. I'ma have you like, whoa. Chanel number 9, Chanel number 5, but you got them both.
Jumpin', 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 them boys up to something. They just spent like 2 or 3 weeks out the country. Them boys up to something, they just not just bluffing.
Jumpin', 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 them boys up to something.
On Air with David Dwayne, My Fear Swings Radio. Yes, we've got our boy recording artist songwriter August Rego with us. Now, if you guys don't know who he is, man, he is written for, well, lately, he's got the hot single with Chris Brown, Back to Sleep, which everybody loves. I mean, he's worked with countless people, Mindless Behavior. I mean, I can go on and on. Definitely wrote one of my favorite songs for Mindless Behavior. Didn't know that, but now I do. And he's with us. What's going on, August?
What's going on, man? How are you?
Doing great. Thanks so much for coming on the show. We definitely appreciate you.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Like I was saying, you wrote one of my favorite Mindless Behavior records, Future. Like,
I got a Future?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's so funny. You know, I originally wrote that song with Justin Bieber in mind. It was a whole bunch of stuff I was doing at the time, and it ended up just being a better fit for Mindless Behavior. I think they did an awesome job with it, too.
Right, you know, they definitely did, and I feel like it was something that their core audience needed to hear, especially, you know, since they were going from being, you know, teeny boppers to now grown men.
Yeah, right.
That definitely
exactly.
works.
So, yeah.
So really, how did you get started with music? You know, for those who aren't familiar with you, tell them, you know, how you got started.
Well, I've always been kind of a kid that wanted to sing growing up. So I always did, you know, this singing at little parties and stuff. And then, but really kind of got serious going into high school because I went to a performing arts high school.
Mm-hmm.
So over there I actually studied sacred chorale, like choir music and opera, believe it or not.
Wow.
And then, yeah, but also a lot of my classmates in choir, you know, we all loved, you know, R&B, pop music. So I ended up forming a singing group with two of my other choir mates, and that's when it really started to get serious and started to do recordings and stuff. And then after high school, you know, that kind of disbanded. I went to school for jazz, actually, because I figured, you know, I'm in the school system, I might as well just, you know, learn as much as I can. I went to school for jazz, and then I went to school for sound engineering, so that's kind of how I got my background kind of in check. And then I just started hustling. I started running around, driving back and forth to New York. And my break was kind of just by sitting. I used to stand outside of the record labels with a stack of CDs and just harass A&Rs and marketing people and executives when they walked into the building. And just be like, yo, listen to my CD, listen to my CD, listen to my songs. And, you know, that was... four or five years prior to anything ever happening. But during that time, one of the guys that I met outside that I was harassing with a CD was actually a VP at Motown. And then subsequently, 4 or 5 years later, he became my manager, and he was the guy that kind of knew everybody, that kind of hooked me up into the system. So it was a long kind of run, but that's how I got started in a nutshell anyways. There's a lot of little anecdotes and stories in between, but that's kind of the short of it.
Exactly. So now, what broke first for you? You being an artist or you writing songs? Because I see that, you know, you have your own music out as well.
Yeah, so, well, I'm living in Toronto again, but back then, when I was living in Toronto, I had a couple of decent singles playing out here on local radio and then across Canada eventually, and then I started doing shows and stuff. That was, you know, Canada was okay, but really the songwriting was the first thing to kind of bust on like a grand scale. You know, with the first two artists that I got to work with off the bat were Ayaz, which I did a song called a single called Solo.
Mm-hmm. Or,
and then
I remember that one.
And then
mm-hmm.
yeah, but the real, you know, the real one that kind of changed my life was Justin Bieber. When I did three songs on My World 2.0, You Smile, Stuck in Moment, and Kiss and Tell. And then that one kind of really catapulted everything on the songwriting thing. And that led to a lot of, you know, that led to the One Direction, and I executive produced Music Soulchild's album. I was doing Sean Kingston stuff. I did Sean Kingston, Sleep All Day. And yeah, so that's kind of, the songwriting definitely is the thing that came first, though.
And I did notice that you work with Music Soul Child. I mean, he's definitely great, and he's, you know, about to release a new project. What was it like, you know, working with somebody as musically, like, in touch with it? Because, I mean, he's on a whole nother level when it comes to the artistry. Like, he really is about it.
Yeah, you know, the first time I met him, I was, like, you know, just really, actually a little bit intimidated because, you know, I grew up on his music. You know, I kind of idolized a lot of, you know, what he did stylistically, and I just really appreciated, you know, the type of music he was doing. You know, it came out at a time of, like, when Neo Soul was really cracking. So, yeah, but, you know, after working with him a couple of sessions, you know, and then, you know, doing a few songs, you know, I started to just be confident about my abilities as well. And it was, you know, it was a great experience for me just to be able to write for somebody that I looked up to, you know, very kind of satisfying, kind of came around full circle for me for that one.
And being that you've written for different artists in different genres, you know, you did R&B, done pop, you mentioned Justin Bieber, you mentioned One Direction, to, you know, write for pop artists and have those placements, because it's a whole other thing and a whole other excitement versus R&B. How would you say, like, that made you feel, and to know that after the records came out, they were, like, so huge beyond huge, it was crazy?
Yeah, you know, when I was doing them, I never really thought about it. I never really thought about, you know, the repercussion sounds negative, but the effect,
right,
that
the
I
reach.
Have on my Yeah, I was brand new. I was right out of the box, and I was just excited to be writing songs. You know, at the time, I wasn't even familiar with who a Justin Bieber was. Like, you know, I knew he had one, you know, big song at the time. It was called One Time, actually, I think. And then he had One Less Lonely Girl. And I was, you know, I knew about those, but I just didn't think that he was going to be that big. So when it hit, it was, you know, it was actually hard to absorb it at that time, because I was just so busy. I was writing, I was running all over the world. I was back and forth from, you know, London, Toronto, then in LA, then I was living in New York. So it was a little bit of a crazy time. So I didn't really get to just sit and think about it until way after, you know. Even the One Direction that I did, I did a song called Gotta Be You. When I did the song One Direction, I just won X Factor. And they were just a kind of a footnote in the industry at the time. Like, oh yeah, this group, they just won, you know, a talent competition. So it wasn't anything. And then all of a sudden, it was something huge. And that was actually pretty cool, too.
And I like the fact that even while you're writing for different artists, you know, you're still keeping it, you know, the relevancy with your social media, like putting out covers for like that. The latest one you did was Sorry, Justin Bieber. And you got a great response to it. You did Adele, Hello. I mean, how does it, you know, feel to know that people are, you know, not only excited about the songs that you write, but for, you know, your actual talent of, you know, singing as well?
Yeah, that's, I mean, I look at the songwriting as kind of like my day job, you know, and I'm, you know, just to be lucky that I'm really lucky to have a day job where I can wake up in the morning and, you know, sit in the studio and write songs. So, the songwriting is amazing, and I'm super grateful for it. But the, you know, the artist career and actually singing the songs that I write is really my love. So actually getting a great response from that, and, you know, getting the support from fans and just people in general, you know, that's really the dream. So, you know, along with, you know, living day to day and writing these songs as my job, which is also a dream, you know, I get to focus on fulfilling my real dream, which is pretty cool. So now I get to do two things at once.
Now let's talk about the latest placement that you have. Again,
yeah.
Chris Brown, Back to Sleep, because that record, let me tell you something, that record is crazy. I just,
thank you.
It's just like, there's no words for that. It's just, you wrote so perfectly with it. And I write songs, so for me, it's just like,
oh, nice.
I felt the lyric. Hearing Chris sing it is like, I felt like that was written with passion, and it came from somewhere. Like, what was the inspiration behind that record?
It's a funny thing, but I just kind of, sometimes I create these situations in my head, you know, and I just kind of thought about a story, you know, like about, you know, when you're traveling, you know, when you get off a plane and you just want to see that special somebody that you normally go see, and they're tired, you know, not everybody lives the life that we live. Like as a musician and as a songwriter, somebody in the music industry, like, we don't have schedules, you know. 3 o'clock in the morning, you could be having dinner. You could be having lunch at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, mm-hmm. or you could be flying into town at 3 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, some people aren't on that same schedule. So you're like, yo, don't worry about it. Let me take care of business and we can get back. You can get back to your regular and I can get back to mine. No, but sometimes a guy needs what a guy needs, and, you know, I was just trying to explain to the girl, like, you know, take care of me and I'll take care of you, don't worry about it. So that's kind of where that came from.
Yeah, definitely, definitely deep message with that, that I could tell.
Yeah.
And how is it, you know, making you feel? Because, like, this record, I feel like this record for Chris is responding well versus Liquor. I mean, it's doing, I feel like this is getting a better response than, what's the other one? Zero.
Zero?
Like, yep. I feel like this is really kicking it in to see, like, fans tweet and see different things. Just in general, like, how does it make you feel like that, you know, first of all, that Chris Brown is singing one of your records and that it's doing so great?
That's the biggest one, right? Like, I mean, I think, and I've said it before, I think Chris Brown is one of, you know, there's a lot of amazing artists out there, right? But he is one of our very few, like, true, you know, he's been around from time already, and he's one of our true artists. You know, he sings amazing, he dances, you know, aside from the controversy or anything, like, he's a super talent. You know, he is of the line of a Michael Jackson, you know, somebody mm-hmm. that can kind of cross boundaries with the music, cross genres, you know, transcend age. So that's really exciting for me. I've always wanted to write a song for Chris Brown since I started, you know, so to actually be able to do it now is amazing. You know, I took a little bit of a hiatus from the songwriting for the last maybe 6 months because I was working on my album and just focusing on developing a couple of artists and talents. So mm-hmm. to come back out of the, you know, out of that grind and jump right back into the songwriting thing and nail a Chris Brown song off the rip, you know, it's pretty exciting. You know, it makes me pretty happy, to be honest.
Nice. That's what's up. So now, are you do you have any other song placements that we should look forward to?
Recently I've been working on, you know, pitching a couple of songs. I have a couple of songs that I've written that I love for, you know, Nick Jonas, and there's this new kid, Shawn Mendes. So I'm working on pushing on some of those songs. Last year, sometime late last year, Kehlani actually came over to the house here and worked with me. I got to work with her and Jahan, and me and my guitarist, who's like my kind of musical partner in crime, his name is Ricky Tilo. We got to work with her, so we did an amazing song with her. So hopefully that one comes out on this new album that she's been working on. That would be really
nice.
She's amazing. And then also I'm working with an artist who I've been helping develop over the last couple of years named Jeanette Claudette, who's, you know, starting to really, you know, kind of emerge in the industry and get a lot of attention on the blogs and, you know, on her SoundCloud and her YouTube. She's she's an exceptional talent. She writes, sings, plays as well. So she's really amazing. So that's what I've been, those are the things that I've been focusing on right now, along with my artist career as well.
Right, of course. I mean, that's phenomenal. I mean, that's it really is like that you're, you know, not only limiting yourself with music, but you're for yourself, but you're, you know, working with other collaborators, helping develop other people. Because, I mean, that's rewarding.
Yeah, it's a difficult thing to kind of balance that side of things because, you know, being an artist yourself already takes up 23 hours of your mind a day.
Right.
Right, so the most difficult thing is trying to split up that time and that attention, you know, because you're putting, you know, you want every piece of music that you do to have 100% of, you know, your ability and your time and your effort. So it's hard to split and take the different hat off, like take the producer hat off and then put the artist hat on. You know, there's other things aside from what people see on, like, you know, on the blogs and on the internet and on the Instagram. Like, nobody sees the amount of practice. Like, I sit and practice for a couple of hours a day, just practice playing piano, practice singing, practice songwriting, you know. And then after I do that, I jump in and, you know, try to write a song for artist A, and then sometimes I'll have, you know, Jeanette here and we'll be collaborating, doing stuff together. So there's a lot of work involved in it, but what else is there to do in life, man? I get to do music for a living, so that's the best thing.
Right. No, that's amazing. And can we also talk about the single versions that you have out as well, too? Because I'm definitely love that record.
Course. Thank you. Yeah, versions is, you know, I felt like of all the songs I had, like, I wanted that one to be the first one to come out because, first off, sonically, I think it just had some reach. It's a little different than anything that's out there right now. It's a little more classic in the songwriting style and even the production. And I just wanted I wanted a different message to come from the music that I was creating. Like, this one is kind of the, I don't know if you want to call it the antithesis of what's happening in the industry now, but my thing about it is, you know, there's a lot of things about, the Instagram, the internet, that kind of pose women in a different way. You know, it's like, oh, you have to look like this, you should dress like this, you should plump your lips, you should get your boobs done, or all that stuff. And that stuff is fine with me. I mean, like, hey, however you want to do it. Me personally, I think that the message that we should be creating for the women in the world is like, yo, you could do whatever you want, but on the whole, you are going to be beautiful no matter what. So that's kind of the angle of that song. Like, you know, you don't have to lose weight for me to love you. You don't have to get enhancements or wear extensions and do all that. You can if you want, but, you know, I love you just the way you are. You know?
Right. And you know what, that's a important message that women have to understand too. Like, all that stuff is cool, that's great. Like, you don't have it. All that does is embraces you. It don't make you.
Yeah, right. I get it, you know, people want to look good. That's great. But sometimes it's just nice to be natural, you know? Nice to be, you know, just that version of yourself.
Indeed. So now, will this single be a part of a new project that you're working on, or is it just a single that you have out right now?
No, so this single is a part of an album that I have created called The Fallout. The Fallout kind of is a representation. The reason why the album is called The Fallout, it's kind of a representation of how I had a falling out with my artist career. And not that I ever stopped doing my own music, but because I started writing so much with other artists, it became the issue I was having was identifying back with myself and trying to figure out, you know, what music is really me and what music is for the other, you know, the other side of me, like the songwriting. Because when you're songwriting for other people, you're wearing different hats and you're putting on different personas. Right, when you write for Chris Brown, Justin Bieber, you know, as much as we're all kind of doing slightly similar music, there is an identity that's definitive between all the other artists. So coming back coming back home and realizing, you know, I want to do my own album, was like, wow, I don't really know where I'm sitting right now musically.
Right.
So now, you know, I put together this. I was living in LA for the last 3 years, so I moved back to Toronto. I just put this album together, and you know, I just really love it. It's a collection of it's 10 songs, and I think it's the best representation of me and where I'm at musically right now. And so yeah, I'm coming out with the next single. It's called Just Drive.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to explain the album, but hopefully you get a chance to hear it when it comes out. Maybe we can send you a copy of it advanced. It's a pop album with a very R&B overtone to it. So.
Ooh. Why
yeah, it's very, it's very cool. Yeah, it's very cool, man. It's like a singer songwriter driven album. So there's a lot of storytelling. I feel like it's a piece that's missing in the industry right now. And you know, being an indie artist and you know, being more known for my songwriting, you know, the challenge is to give it enough exposure so that it gets a chance to be heard by the masses.
No, that's incredible. So when is it coming out?
The album is probably slated to come out sometime in March, April.
Okay.
I'm just working on the dates right now, and I'm trying to make sure that I have enough visuals in the pocket so that when it comes out, there's enough to kind of support that. But around March, April, it's actually out in Canada right now on iTunes. And very shortly, you'll be able to go to my site like in the next week and actually order a physical CD. But on iTunes, it actually officially released in the States and worldwide. It'll come probably March, April.
How's the response been overseas to the project since it's already out over there? Would you say?
In Japan, it's been amazing. You know, MTV has been really supportive out there. I did a couple of collaborations with some Japanese artists as well. So I've been, I did some duets and did some songwriting out there. So that's been amazing. You know, I did a little bit of a promo tour late last year, with some press and a couple of performances, and it's been really good. Japan's been an awesome kind of market for me to get into. And they really like they like my backstory a lot out there. They like that I'm the songwriter behind this and that, and that makes them curious. As opposed to, oh, he's just a songwriter, whatever. Out there, it was kind of, the response was slightly different. Like, oh, wow, he wrote these songs. I would love to hear what he did for himself. So that's been really cool. So hopefully that transcends and it gets the same response out here.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure it will, because, I mean, you're putting in the grind. I mean, a lot of blogs have showed you a lot of love pure for just the work that you've done in general. So, hey,
yeah.
You can only go up from here.
Right, exactly.
Go up from here. Now, last question for you. Are you going to be doing any shows with this music that you're going to put out?
Yes. So, last year, just closing out the year, we were over in New York a couple of times, so I did two shows in New York. I did SOBs, which went amazing, and I did the Drum, or is it Drome? I don't know what it's called, I think it's the College Music Journal, so
mm-hmm.
Show for that, and then I did like a small little showcase in LA for Next to Shine in My Divio, which is another blog site. So, and those shows went extremely well. I did them kind of, you know, I also like to showcase that, you know, I'm not only a studio guy, that I actually can get on stage and sing. So a lot of the shows are really broken down into very, you know, acoustic, unplugged things. Like, and I always kind of alter it depending on what the crowd looks like and what they're feeling. So a lot of the times it ends up being, you know, me and my guitarist, and I might be playing a little bit of piano. And it's just straight, you know, it's just some straight music stuff. And I sit there and I sing my butt off. and just to let people know that, you know, there's a real talent and ability behind what's happening. You know, there's a lot of artists, you know, you'll see the amazing, you know, these huge songs, and, you know, they don't translate live, but what I want to do is make sure when I do these shows that people are seeing, like, wow, that guy really sings. So we did those, and then coming up into the new year, I think I'm probably going to be doing, like, a showcase here in Toronto.
Okay.
Toronto's been really buzzing right now, so I'm probably going to do, like a showcase, a private showcase out here for, you know, industry and other artists and stuff, just to, you know, showcase the music. And then probably try to push that all across the states, mostly probably New York and L.A. to start again, because those are kind of, I guess, you know, the main hubs. And then hopefully tag on to a tour so that I can, you know, show the rest of the country, you know, the music.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely got to do that. That way people, you know, hear, you know, more of your great music, and they're just, you know, aware of who you are if they're not already.
Yeah. You know, it's a grind, right? So, you know, you just got to keep working at it. And if it doesn't work on this one, you know, I got way more music to come. So, but I think this album, as soon as people start to really hear the music and just kind of get involved in who I am and absorb that vibe, I think people will start to really see, like, it'll start to really make an impact.
Exactly. Well, August, thanks so much for this interview. We definitely appreciate chatting with you about your music, your songwriting placements and everything. Definitely was a great chat.
Thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it, man.
No problem. So let people know where they can follow you as far as your social media is concerned.
Yes. Facebook, it's facebook.com/AugustRigo. I think it's August Rigo Music, actually. And then on Twitter, it's just at August Rigo, AugustRigo. Instagram is Augamatic, AugamatiC. And then YouTube is the same, youtube.com/AugustRigo.
What up, it's your boy Tank, and you are now tuned in to the...
What's going on, everybody? Thank you for tuning back and Sue on air with David Duane, your one and only rock star on the mic. Yes, right here, right now, we got R&B recording artist Tank. And if you guys don't know, Tank is about to drop a new album called Sex, Love, and Pain 2, which you guys better get on January 22nd because it's just a dope, another R&B masterpiece from Tank, and he's with us. What's going on, Tank?
Man, what's going on? I like that intro, too. Thank you for that. That's real nice. I'm going to have to record that and use it for my show.
No doubt. I definitely have to send it to you because, man, you have been doing phenomenal, like, with R&B. Just got to tell you, like, you deserve just that intro right there. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it.
No doubt. So, new album's about to come out on January 22nd, Sex, Love, and Pain 2. I'm excited about the project because my favorite song on the project so far is You Don't Know, which features Wale. For the people that haven't heard the record, you know, tell them about, you know, the record and how you got inspired with that track.
Well, that record right there, man, is a special record because, you know, even as I've been in this game as long as I have, you know, I'm still learning, you know what I mean? I'm still, you know, appreciating, you know, when people come along and do great things, you know what I mean? Other producers and other writers and all of these things. You know, and this was a moment where, you know, I called my little bro, Eric Bellinger. I said, man, I'm working on this album, man. I know you got something for me. And, you know, for people who don't know, Eric Bellinger used to be signed to me when he was 15 years old. He was part of a group called O&E. So, you know, I've been working with Eric, proud of his success and what he's become and what he's continuing to grow into. So, you know, it was easy for me to get him over there. And when he played this record, You Don't Know, I was like, ooh, that sounds like it's kind of a nice record. You know, I looked at him, I said, it's kind of a nice record. Just leave it. I'm gonna try to put my vocals on it and see how it comes out. You know what I mean? And then when he left out, I looked at my manager and said, "Ooh, we got one! We got it!" I didn't want to be too excited, you know what I mean, with him there because he could easily take the song back and sing it himself. I wanted to play it down a little bit, so that he give it to me. And he blessed me with this record, man. And once I sang the record, you know, I said, you know. In terms of how I speak to women and relate to them, it's only one guy that'll fit on this record, and that's Wale. It's the only person that makes sense. And, you know, I hit Wale day and night until I heard back from him, you know what I mean, to get on this record, man. We got on the phone and talked about it. He's like, I love the record. I'm on it. I got you. And it went from there, man, and to calling Mike Ho and saying, hey, man, we got to shoot a great visual. Not a typical visual because it's not a typical song. Like, we went back and got Patti LaBelle, you know what I mean? We got her permission to use a classic, you know, a staple in R&B music. And the visual has to represent that. So, you know, we wanted to shoot something so far against everything else that's being shot right now, you know what I mean? Not no Instagram model video shoot, not no, you know what I'm saying, nothing degrading, but just something uplifting and powerful. You know, and letting women know that, you know, you're just as beautiful and sexy with your clothes on as you know what I'm saying, as you are with them off. So we wanted to do something totally different with this record, and it's made a really, really big impact for us.
Absolutely. And you just sparked two things. I'm going to say one thought, and then I'm going to let you respond, because, like, you just really sparked the whole thought in my head. The fact that you mentioned Eric and, like, working with him, like, he's a good friend to the show. And the fact that I had mentioned you and him, like, really doing R&B-wise, like, how do you feel about, like, seeing his growth from, like, when you guys first started working together to, like, now to, you know, see him, like, really blossom, become, like, a brand of his own? Because, like I said, y'all are the only two that are really doing it for male R&B-wise.
Well, I mean, here's what I'll say. I just think that things change and things evolve. You know, to me, you know, Eric Bellinger represents the evolution of R&B and kind of where R&B is now. You know, Eric Bellinger is a great singer, a great performer, a great songwriter, a great producer, all of those things. I mean, he learned under all of us, you know, under all of us old school cats. So he has those tools and all of that equipment available. But he's also channeling the new, you know, the new school of R&B, you know what I mean? The new listeners, the new young vibe, you know what I'm saying? Which is excellent, because we need a representation, you know, for us right now, somebody who's going to carry on the legacy of guys who can actually do it all. You know what I mean? And he's one of those guys. And I think people are going to be very, very surprised. And they are very, very surprised when they go see him live in concert and they hear this kid shut it down. You know what I mean? Because it started, mm-hmm. you know, it started when he was 15, and I saw a lot of cool things in him. And, you know, the blessing in return was he saw a lot of great qualities in me and allowing me to be his mentor and me to be, you know, be his label for the moment and all of those things. So, you know, it just kind of runs hand in hand with good talent and good people, man. We just find a way to always come together and always uplift each other, always try to make each other better, and always try to collaborate on good music.
And I like the fact that you even also mentioned, you know, making sure like this video really captured, you know, a true good essence of women and not like, you know, the degrading stuff that we see on Instagram. And that's what I always like about, like, when you put out your projects, you're always about, you know, showing that women, like, this is how it should be. Don't go out there degrading yourself, because it's not a good look. Like, you can be pretty with your clothes on, clothes off, but don't do it in an unflattering situation.
Absolutely. And I think it's also our responsibility as men to make them feel beautiful in these spaces. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it's healthy for a woman to seek the attention of a man. It's healthy for a woman to want to feel beautiful and want to feel desired and all these things. And so we have to also paint the picture that these are the spaces and these are the ways that you are still beautiful to us. You know what I mean? Because they look to it from us. We are the men. We are the head of the household. We are, you know, this reigns true, you know, all the way across the board. So we have to first set that example. And I promise you, once the women feel that way, once they feel like they feel like men appreciate them just as much with their clothes on as they do with them off, then we'll definitely see that change. We'll definitely see, you know, women going old school, putting on real clothes and not just, you know, a tube dress and you know what I mean. Like they'll really get dressed up and really take pride in that. So that's what we're getting back to. It's grown man business. It's grown man season.
That's what it's gotta be.
I'm standing here with one of my mentors right now. I'm standing here with the Godfather right now. I'm not gonna say his name, but I just ran into him, and I mean, he feels the same way. I mean, he...
most definitely. And with this album, what was the most like rewarding part, would you say, about, you know, recording this project versus, you know, the previous works that you have released?
Well, I'll tell you what's great about this project, about the first Sex, Love and Pain project, and even about my last project, the energy that runs the same with those projects is that I'm just making music. I'm just having fun. I'm not following no rules. I'm not thinking about what radio station is going to do this or what blog is going to write that or what fan is going to say this or what my core audience or who I, like, I'm allowing myself to evolve into whatever God wants me to be through the experiences that he's taken me and the journeys he's taken me on. And I'm just writing music about it. It's unapologetic. I don't have no apologies to anybody for this music that I'm making. This is what I love to do. This is what's in my heart. And I'm just pouring out my heart and my soul musically. And prayerfully, people can appreciate it. On the other hand, respect it. And then on the other hand, enjoy it.
Most definitely. And I have to, like, strongly agree with that, because, like, when it comes to your music, like, you just say exactly what you're feeling and what that track is, you know, what it's saying to you. And it doesn't have to be, you know, like, you shouldn't feel like, you know, you have to, you know, apologize for how it is, because, you know, the music is great. Like, you speak for the men, you speak for the women, like, you write lyrics for, like, the perfect representation of anybody who's ever going through something within love or just in life, period.
Absolutely. And it's for people like me, you know, and for people who are not like me to get the perspective on people like me. And, you know, that perspective is not 100%. You know what I mean? It's not all every billion person of the world that feels this way. But, you know, I'm going to catch a few of them. you know, I'm going to catch a few of them that understand it the way I do, and a few more that'll come into the light and say, you know what, I never thought of it that way. That's kind of cool. Let me get into what he's saying and what he's preaching. Let me see what that is. And that's just what this journey is all about. That's what this information is for. That's what this life is for. It's just to share it. This is our means of sharing our life's information. And you know, we pray that it sells a whole lot, but we pray that more so that they understand it more. Not just buy it, but understand it, feel it, understand what it is, get into it. I'll take 100,000 people that really get it and really understand it and really apply it versus a million people that just buy it and don't even care.
And how, let me ask you, how do you feel as far as the younger generation, you know, how, you know, publicly they display love with their partner? How do you feel about, like, just seeing how people are about in public and even on social media? Because it's a different way that we're doing it now.
It's just not like it used to be. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's because everything is moving at light speed. Everything is moving at the click of a button. Everything is moving. I mean, the instant gratification at this point is, I mean, it comes so fast and it's such a high that when people aren't being gratified in that way, you know what I mean? Then they lose interest. And that's within our relationships, that's within everything. And so it translates into everything. It even translates into love. You know what I mean? It used to be love was a thing that was grown over time. It was a thing that, you know, it took time to develop. You know, there were the nuances of understanding a person or understanding a people or, you know, what they like, what they didn't like, and then going through a couple of things, you know, getting some things wrong, getting some things right in order to get to the space to where you had this ultimate experience. And now everybody just wants that ultimate experience right now. As soon as they meet you, as soon as they post a picture, they want 1,000 likes. As soon as they meet you at the club, they want to take you home. As soon as you go out on your first date, you're dating, you're together, you're in a relationship. And it's these things are happening so fast that nothing has time to develop. So since it has no time to develop, it has no time to really establish a true foundation. So when anything comes along to test it, it shakes, it crumbles, and it falls, and it's on to the next. And so you have a bunch of damaged souls and damaged spirits with damaged experiences roaming the earth and roaming the universe, still trying to find love. They still don't know what it is. They still haven't figured it out yet. And, you know, it's up to us. It's up to us, those that know, those who've been there, those who are still there, to remind them, to continue to remind them, to continue to pour into them. I don't blame the kids nowadays, because, you know, I can honestly say we don't have enough people reaching back. Just when I was coming up, you know what I mean? There was no older R&B cat that saw me coming up doing my thing that was like, you know what, I need to sit you down and talk to you and, you know, and tell you what this is. The closest person that I had to that who was actually getting to the point to where he was, you know, starting to really put me up on game and really tell me about stuff was the late Gerald Levert. You know what I mean? Every time he would see me, he would stop me and speak to me and say, son, you got something. You got something. I'm telling you right now. And let me tell you a couple things. And he drops some knowledge on me, drops some love into my heart. We don't have that. We don't have that. And it's bigger than just music. We don't have it as a community. And so it's a bigger issue. It's bigger than entertainment. It's bigger than music. It's bigger than all of that, because there are no more families. That's where the love came from. There are no more villages that raised all the children. You know what I mean? That that's where it all came from. You know what I mean? Because people are just now, people are only writing and singing and expressing their experiences. Yep. What they're singing and writing about, how they're producing it and how they're portraying it, it's not just coming out of the blue sky. This is what they're living. They're living in spaces with no love. They're living in spaces with no affection. They're living in spaces with no fathers and no mothers and no grandmothers and no great-grandmothers and no uncles and no, like, this is really happening. So the music reflects it. I'm sorry, I get really deep, but that's, That's where it is, man. And we got to the older generation, we have to do something about it.
No, definitely. Like, you just spoke, like, my whole life. Like, I'll even tell you, I'm working on, you know, working on my music. And a lot of those things that you just touched on right now is, like, what I'm writing about. Like, the fact of not having a father, not having a family, not having love and affection. Like, this stuff is true. And I don't think a lot of younger people actually get it. I feel like they know what happens. But they're not tapping into their hearts and being like, okay, this is what's happening, but this is how I have to change it so that it's not happening again, or so that it, or that I'm not putting myself in a love situation where it's toxic. It's killing me. I'm killing myself.
Right, but it's just the object of not knowing. You know what I mean? What happens is you just wake up one day and realize that you've taken so many ill-advised left and right turns that you are lost. That's how it happens. You don't walk into it knowing you're going to get lost. You just wake up one day and realize you are lost.
That is the truth. See, that's why I love our conversations, Tank, every time we connect, because you always drop facts. And people need to hear this that are, you know, tuned into my show, just R&B fans, just people of life, like, they need to actually hear this because it's the truth.
Yeah, it's not the truth. It's But my music is just a small piece of it, and I love promoting my music and my album and date and my TV shows and all of this good stuff, you know. But I also want people to understand the energy behind what I do, why I'm able to do what I do, you know, or how I grew into what I do, you know what I mean, and understand that experience, because that's going to help you understand and appreciate the music that much more.
Speaking of music, like, the music on this album is very diverse. I love Birthday with Chris Brown, Sage, and Sia. Like, that's very, when I first heard it, I was like, yo, this record is out of control. Like, I don't know where Tank, you know, what space he is in when he writes this stuff, but it's like, I admire it. Like, this record has to be, like, my favorite that I'm listening to right now. Like, what space were you in, like, creatively going in for this record?
You know what? It's funny. It's because I was just like, you know, I've been moving around a lot, and you know, I'm a scientist. Like, when it comes to music, like, I'm just always just like, I'll hear the song, but then, you know, I'm listening to other things and I'm watching people's reactions to different things in different parts of the song. You know, because, you know, I'm the producer, I'm the singer, I'm the songwriter, I'm the musician, I'm the performer, I'm all of these things wrapped into one. So, you know, when I'm making music for the entire experience, you know.
Right.
And so this birthday song, how do we just say it? Like, how do we just, like, not beat around the bush? Like, how do we just say it? And my brother Valentine was like, well, let's just say it's your birthday. It's as simple as that sounds. Like, if you're in a group writing session and somebody just throws out there, yeah, it's your birthday. You know, most people in the writing session is like, yeah, but we got to be more clever. We got to be smarter than that, or we got to dig deeper. And it's like, but that's what it is. It's your birthday. Like, when it's your birthday, when that day comes, you get about 1,000 phone calls, and everybody says, happy birthday. It ain't, you may get one or two people to say, well, we like to bless the quasars and the unistars for coming together and enlightening the planet to give birth to a light that represents. I mean, people don't call to say all that. They say happy birthday. And I say, you know what? Let's just sing it. Girl, it's your birthday in there tonight. Girl, it's your birthday. That's it. Being that simple is being just as profound as well. They work hand in hand. And when we dropped this record, when we dropped it online, I mean, people have been going crazy. Like you got people that are like, oh my God, I love this new Tank. And then you got people that are like, oh my God, who is Tank? So it's working, man.
No, that's incredible that, like, it really has had that impact. In fact, if people even saying, like, who's Tank? Because people got to know, like, R&B fans, you know, the 90s, like that, you know, born in 93, such as myself, they would know that it, you know, it did start with your music, like the songs that you wrote and the songs that you put out, period. Like, it, you know, it did start with Tank. So it's good to see that people are, you know, becoming familiar with your music, being older, younger, because You know, like I said, like you really write bangers and you touch people's lives in different ways where you may know it and you may not know, but I'm glad that people are reacting to the record, because when I heard, I was like, what the fuck? Like, Tank just went off on this track. I was like, yo, so-and-so, download, check it out now, pre-order. Like, I'm within that whole moment, because, like, every time I hear your records, I'm like, okay, what's Tank going to give? Because I look at the title first. I'm like, in depth with the titles. I'm like, okay, it's going to be fast, it's going to be slow. And something told me, Tank is about to have us turn up one good time, and it's going to just go.
One good time.
And
all we need is one.
Absolutely, Tank. And let's talk about Born Again Version and how you were able to, you know, take your own personal experience with life and bring it to your character.
The cool thing about it is that, you know, I was raised by women, you know, and strong men who respected women, you know. So the idea of my role, you know, kind of like, you know, understanding where Jenna is and her walk with being a Born Again Virgin. Still trying to find ways to connect with her and still liking her and still being involved with her. And, you know, just that level of respect, period. You know, that's kind of me. That's what my music is based on. That's what my life is based on. And so it's kind of easy to tap into that part of it. You know, I mean, for a man, period, it's not easy, you know, to be abstinent, you know what I mean? And be with a woman but I can respect it, you know, because I understand respecting women, you know what I mean, and their choices and their decisions. So I put a lot of that into it, you know what I mean, and it works well. The chemistry works well with all the ladies, you know, on the show. Because on the show, you know, like, you know, when I show up to set, I'm not Tank, you know, I'm not the star, you know, I'm the only male on the show, and there are three beautiful young ladies who I'm in charge of, who I need to make sure are okay and well taken care of, and that's my job.
And I gotta say, I'm loving the second season so far. It's definitely like one of my favorite shows that I watch, besides watching the Crazy Love and Hip Hop. But this show really is, like, when I first saw the first episode, I was like, man, this is a different, you know, approach of just life. Just, it was just like a mind opening, because after, you know, seeing a whole bunch of ratchetness on television, on Instagram, you need something that's like very clean slated. And, you know, given the positive aspects of love.
Right, absolutely. It's just a different perspective, and it's something that people probably weren't talking about, you know what I mean, or probably were scared to talk about, or, you know, anything. But we've given them a space. We've given them a voice and an opportunity to say, hey, this is kind of cool, you know, that, you know, in a space where everybody's trying to get sex, we actually have a show where we're trying to abstain from it. And so that's pretty awesome.
Well, thanks so much again for this conversation, this interview. Just, you know, just these gems, like, I really appreciate, you know, you coming on the show and just, you know, being able to chat with us again about the album and just everything that you're doing, because, like, people just got to know that, you know, these projects are out there and they need to download the album.
Yes, sir.
On the 22nd.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me, man. I need to let them know just as bad as you need me to let them know, so I'm I'm rolling with you.
Absolutely, thanks. So just in case people don't already follow you on social media, let them know real quick where they can follow you.
Follow me at The Real Tank on everything. The Real Tank on everything, and then on the Snapchat, if you want to hit me on the Snap, that's TZ42, TEEZY 42. You know, holler at your boy all the time, every time, all the time.
I got to add you on Snapchat because I just got my thing popping. So I definitely going there.
Oh, yeah. Get on there with me. I'm on there.
Most definitely. Well, Tank, thanks so much again. I definitely appreciate you, man, always.
Thank you, Doctor, as always.
What up, it's your boy Tank, and you are now tuned in to the...
Only you know, yeah. The zombie man. If only you knew how much I do love you. And you wanna make trim out my niggas. Now say you wanna make trim out these bitches.
want around, yeah. What's it gonna take for you to know? I know you're the only one to hold me down, yeah. Girl, you don't know that I know. You should know.
You should know.
Girl, you don't know. You don't know. You don't know. Around these bitches.
Ooh, yeah.
Now, but you don't know, you don't know, you don't know. Baby, you don't know, you don't know, just don't know.
Eight for that straight up. It's a love or lust, I can't say though. All these snakes be on my mind. But I left my dog seat home today though. Honestly, I can't take it. Baby, you're the sole reason you been winning. Look, let me paint the story. I don't play with toys. She told me build me up, I told her let go. She wanna be with them Pablo hoes. I wanna be where my pockets are grow. She wanna be in an awkward position, cause I like a woman that take her no own. Don't need no cellmate, don't sell your little phone. That mean don't call me, don't be all up on me. Don't grab me in public, but rob me in private. That Patty was crazy, but think I discovered it's not.
Yeah, only you knew how much I do love you.
And you wanna be trim out my niggas. Now, say you wanna be trim out these bitches. Now, start it forever. Everything I know your body do, do it to me every night. Oh. Trim out these bitches. Now, but you don't know, you don't know, you don't know. Baby, you don't know, you don't know, you just don't know.
It's your birthday
in here tonight.
Girl, it's your birthday
in here
tonight.
Give it to me.
Go, shawty, it's your B-day. You and your girls taking shots like a relay. I know y'all only come around when the bottle's out. Shit, I only come around when the model's out. So what's your sign, baby? You a Cancer or Gemini, baby? You a freak, do you do it for the vibe, baby? I'm just trying to figure out if we can vibe, baby.
I don't wanna waste no time. I just wanna help you celebrate. Cause I don't mean to make you every day. Blow them candles out and get down to the cake. I don't wanna waste no time. Baby girl, I know just what you like. Get it in the air, we can take flight. It's a special day, it's only right, girl. Since you walked through the door, it's been like, cause I'll give you all I got and won't look back. What I do today, you gon' remember that.
Cause it's your birthday, I do all the things you wanna do, huh?
He should let you loose, huh? Strip you down to your birthday suit, huh? Since you walked through the door, it's been like, let me show you what it's for, cause I'm,
if you want a God and won't look back,
I want it back.
What I do today, you don't remember, hey, yeah, that.
I feel like your man knowing your future. He know if he leave you alone, I'ma seduce you. Walk around talking about karma is a bitch, but if I ever say karma, I'ma end it with the suture. Happy birthday, yeah, we gon' get along. Here's a bag of nothing, gon' put it on. What about your ex? You ain't finna check your phone. She respond like, who? I'm like, shit, Mike Jones. All the models out, spend a check and bring the bottles out. Pass them out, what shot you on? Count it out, wildin' out like Nick Cannon and NY. And we gon' get it right, cause
it's your birthday,
birthday.
In here, tonight, tonight, girl, it's your birthday. In here, tonight, 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 it's your birthday in here tonight. You bullshit. Turn up. That I'll be money.
Get it on the floor, girl. Cause the bottles in here. Get it on the floor, girl. Show me that it's real. Get it, girl. Get it, go. Get it, girl. Get it, girl. Get it, go. Get it, girl.
Yo, this your boy Kid Ink, and you now tuned in with D. Ooh.